Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Today is a Would You Rather Tuesday, so get those entries in. You could tweet them to Abdallah and Black. And make sure you use that hashtag WS Would You Rather, your chance to win a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. We've had some great debates, some great fun with some interesting Would You Rather questions through the last several weeks. You guys have stepped up your game. Continue to do that.
It's been freaky.
It's been freaky and fun. And we've had many fun debates based off of... there's another good one. There's something, I don't know if you guys saw it already, about bathrooms. Or no, not bathrooms. Public places. Public, doing something in public, this or that. What would you rather do? We'll save that for late in the 4 o'clock hour, but tweet them to us.
I don't think Dick Enberg was envisioning that that question would be asked when he helped us create or do the intro. Isn't Dick part of our...
It's the most random intro we have on the radio station.
Do you think Dick Enberg at that
Derek
time...
Derek Rose is in the intro, isn't he?
Yeah.
So is Greg Olson. Dick Enberg, as you mentioned.
I think Greg Olson, who knows us, probably could envision that that question would be asked on this segment. But I think in his wildest dreams, Dick Enberg ever thought that he was attaching his voice to something that could lead to the question.
His catchphrase was, oh my, and
I know,
would you rather is oh my worthy?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so let me read you this stuff from Ken Rosenthal, because it sums it up. And I want, in case you're just getting to your car and you're not sure about, hey, when Major League Baseball plans on doing this, there's going to be what they believe a 10-game suspension, but it is a paid suspension. But the team won't allow them to replace the pitcher on the roster.
Right.
So we'll penalize the team.
So when were the teams also? You're going to describe all of the nuts and bolts with regard to what Major League Baseball is going to do here, right?
Because I think Ken Rosenthal summed it up best today. And Passan was all over this yesterday. Passan tweeted out yesterday that if the front offices have been telling their pitching staff, hey, get a bullpen session in without the sticky stuff.
Right.
So you're ready to go when they're enforcing this. So they're all in on it.
I wonder when Major League Baseball will officially issue their edicts to the Major League Baseball teams. Like, is it in the process of being sent to them?
No, the memo went out today.
It went out to all of the teams.
This is quoting the memo.
Okay.
The memo was sent out today.
Okay, so all the teams will be up to speed on this, and this thing will be in place on Monday.
Yeah. So, a reading from Ken Rosenthal's Twitter. From MLB memo on sticky substances to owners, execs, managers, major league, and minor league players. Quote, umpires have been instructed to perform checks periodically throughout the game of starting and relief pitchers on both teams, regardless of whether they suspect a violation of the rules, okay? So there's that. They're going to check periodically, randomly, both teams. Memo does not explicitly state discipline will be 10-game suspension with pay, but it says penalties will be according to past precedent, which was just that. 10 games with pay. Memo also says clubs will be held accountable for any substances found in clubhouse, dugout, etc. So not just the players, but the clubs. Pitchers can continue to use rosin bag on the mound, but states players, quote, cannot combine rosin with other substances, i.e. sunscreen, to create additional tackiness. Memo also says evidence suggests that eliminating the use of foreign substances will only enhance better safety. Also from the memo, quote, club personnel who help players use foreign substances, handle them, mask players' use of them, interfere with collection of baseballs, or otherwise fail to report such violations will be subject to fines and or suspension by the commissioner. Goes on, foreign substances use appears to be contributing to overall decline in control because it enables style of pitching in which pitchers sacrifice control in favor of spin and velocity. The number of hit by pitch actually has increased as the use of substances have become more prevalent.
Mm.
Ken Rosenthal goes on to say memo describes brazen violation of rules. Quote, the enhanced monitoring we implemented at the start of the season has had no impact on the behavior of many pitchers. The information we collected shows use of foreign substances by pitchers is more prevalent than we anticipated.
Yeah, the research project found out that more people are dirty than clean.
Yes. So they've been collecting hats, they've been collecting baseballs, and they say it's far worse than we thought.
I answered your, what is your web poll question again?
Are you mad?
I'm not mad. I've learned over the course of time that players will take whatever advantage they can until they are actually policed. I'm not mad. The only thing you know that I get mad about is the sanctimonious stance of people that look at steroid abusers or users and can't stand the sight of them, but have been willing to turn a blind eye to people doctoring a baseball.
Yeah, to me,
that's the only thing.
I get what you're saying, the sanctimony. To me, it's the double standard. Standard of what they've done to these players who were great in the game, and retroactively, while they allowed it to happen because it was good for the game. Hitting is good for the game. Rafael Palmeiro hitting is good for the game. A-Rod, it's good for the game. Maguire, Sosa, good for the game. It brings more people to the game. This is bad for the game. Yeah. And now are they going to drag these players through the mud? They're using performance enhancers.
Yes.
They're different kinds of performance enhancers, but this sticky stuff enhances
I think that pitchers in a greater percentage would be willing to use this because there's no bodily harm that can come to you, or there's no question about what the substance you're putting in your body could actually do to you. This could be perceived as a safer path to better performance.
So Jeff in Munster, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Yeah, you know, this kind of really hurts me. A, Garrett Cole got paid stupid money. He's been using this stuff. B, they're trying to say that it's not performance enhancing. Well, then let the hitters use the cork bat. They got rosin bags to get rid of the moisture on their fingers. You know, it's really kind of country. If you say, I'm a huge Cubs fan, how many times are our guys getting flinched because you guys can't control the ball? They're trying to get that inside corner, but they can't. But a lot of people just want to turn a blind eye because, oh, well, pitching numbers are up. Well, strikeouts are up. It's the same thing as these guys stick a needle in their butt, or these hitters using a cork bat. They're trying to get an unfair advantage in the game, which is ruining the integrity of it. You know, and it kind of, these guys got paid off of it. You know, Garrett Cole, he got paid stupid money, and now that he got caught, he don't want to use it because he's going to get rid of that money. But it's just, you know what, I love what you guys are doing. Stay controversial. Awesome job that you're still staying in remission. Love
Thank
you guys.
You.
You're off. Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Like, Sammy Sosa's name got dragged through the mud, even over the corked bat.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people cite that, you know, and Ricketts won't let him back because he hasn't, quote, apologized. Why he has to apologize to the Cubs currently, I don't know. But all these guys, that's on the same thing. So all these guys, Tyler Chatwood, is he never allowed back? I mean, what if Theo and Jed knew about all this stuff?
I think as long as you apologize, you're allowed back in the building as a former player, right?
I guess.
Isn't that the criteria?
Bob in Shorewood, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You know, are we talking about just performance enhancers, or are we talking about cheating? Our all-star catcher, the rap against him 2-3 years ago was that he couldn't frame pitches. Well, isn't framing pitches an attempt to deceive the umpire and therefore cheating? So should we ban the framing of pitches too?
No.
Is that cheating, guys?
No, I wouldn't ban sign stealing either. But when you use technology or garbage cans, then that are you're using in addition to technology, that's where they cross the line for me. Like, I don't have any problem with framing pitches.
Bob, I've always said on the pitch framing thing, that's why robot umpires are necessary, because it created this whole, quote, art of framing pitches.
And yeah, and that's what it is a farce. I mean, kids do that in Little League. And again, I really don't have a problem with it, but I just see it as another form of cheating.
Yeah. They're not enhancing a performance.
Right,
they're trying to fool the
eye. That's on the umpire. Like, I got a problem with the umpire, not the guy who's framing pitches or you know, fooling an umpire. I have a problem with the umpire. Yeah, and I'm not a, listen, if you can't hide your signal or your signs better, and somebody on the opposing team who's got a runner on second can decipher what you're doing, be better at disguising your stuff.
Yeah, JD's also going to address the Bears topic that we've thrown out here in the first hour from the Collinsworth podcast, where what does Matt Nagy actually mean when he says that he expects Dalton to be the opening day starter? I'll replay that for you. There's someone at the Sox game, too. Don, hold on there. He saw something at the Sox game that he wants to bring to our attention. If you want to react to any of the topics that we've thrown out at you, 312-332-3776.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I have confirmation that the squeaky wheel got oiled. Can somebody confirm that?
Yeah, he just asked this question.
Did
and he definitely tried to fluff Nagy.
Did he?
Oh, he fluffed him for sure.
Fluff
the family's well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting me ask a question.
Nagy did not fluff back.
Yeah, oh, no.
No.
Right into the answer, and now we're waiting for Sylvie's follow-up question.
Okay, all right.
We'll bring you that audio. As this is the last question, he was given the very last question. So now, as soon as it's over, you'll hear it here.
Yeah.
Was there a promise to Andy Dalton?
They went through the entire process with all the people that are there every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then finally they're appeasing our friend.
Of course.
And greasing the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, he got a new table.
And there was a draft where they originally sat him inside the restaurant. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, look, it's a negative.
This bread is cold. Can I get a fresh, serving of bread?
I'm just surprised at the lack of fluff back. Nagy's usually pretty good about doing that. If he hasn't, especially like...
So maybe he didn't appreciate the question.
When it's been a long time since he's seen people, will say...
Normally he'll say he would have checked in on Sylvie. Good to hear. Good to see that you're doing well.
JD, good to see you. And Stacey.
Good follow-up, Sylvie. Good follow-up.
Good to see you, Stacey.
This is good, guys.
Yeah.
Like JD mentioned that like Stacey Dales of the NFL Network is not always on these, but when he does see her, he's hey, you know, Stacey, great to see you again because she's not on every single Zoom. So if Nagy doesn't see you every time, he's very personable.
Well, he's very personable. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I just wish at times he would have dedicated the offense to running it more and
nicer at the run game.
At times, would have, put Mitch in a position to take advantage of his limited skill set.
He followed up on the Collinsworth thing on whether or not Justin Fields can't win the starting job.
Okay. So good questions by Sylvie.
This is going
to
be good.
Yeah, he went back to listen, when he was doing this, the reporting thing, he was damn good at it. I think they called him the Bulldog, right?
Why? Because he would barely breathe and need routine checkups?
He would gnaw at your shoes and pee wherever he wanted, I guess. I don't know.
That's a common misconception, the Bulldog. The Bulldog is one of, the laziest dogs in the world.
I know. I mean, Ugga, the mascot for Georgia.
He's going to be coming nothing. In because oh, it just
comes.
Ended. So here we go.
Is he satisfied?
Here comes the Bulldog.
Does he have a satisfied look on his face?
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Uh-oh.
Here he comes.
You said you didn't like what you heard?
No. I want to make sure I confirm what I heard.
This is how I... This is
let
how
me get
was...
my headset.
What a professional.
Yeah, let me get my headset. Yeah. Once again, like Cap, stalking the room. I want him to know that the first reaction from the crew was that Sylvie fluffed and was not fluffed in return.
I was not fluffed in return. I told you I would not be fluffed. Yeah. There's no fluffing
I'm a
after.
Surprised.
But he hasn't seen you in a while.
Right.
Usually he does
He's
the
He's a wonderfully
courteous,
nice
hey,
man.
Nice to see you.
Super good.
It's
super
because
good,
you said,
good
how's
guy.
Your family? Usually he would say, how's your family? You know, hope your family's
he
well
care
back.
About
but
my
there's
family.
No question that he was alerted by
Faber. Yeah, Faber told me, I've got you. Like, as the press conference continued to go, I even got a text from the Bears. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you.
So they knew where you were coming
from.
They were
ready. Now, I think, Bleck, I need to hear this again because the phone audio is tough. So I asked him about the promises. He assured me there were no promises. Did you read this or did you hear the response?
No.
So I asked him about, he assured me there were no promises, but that he did tell Andy that he was the starter. And thus I followed up and I said, we played the Chris Collinsworth podcast on the show. We want clarification on what you were saying. Does this mean that
it's
just
not an open competition?
No, I said, does this mean that Justin Fields cannot win the job? And I believe he said, yes, Justin Fields cannot win the job. That Andy's our starter, that the lingo. He said earlier in the press conference, I believe, that how hard it was for him just saying the play in the huddle.
For Justin,
yeah. Like they're trying to teach him how to give it rhythmically. I want to just make sure, though, I'm not misquoting it, Chris, because again, with my phone audio, it cuts in and out.
But I have the full thing, so let's listen to the full thing.
Yeah,
is that good?
Play the whole thing here. This is just minutes ago on the Bears press conference.
Fluff and no return fluff.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. Hope the family's well. I've got a follow up question for you after this as well. Been wanting to know, did anyone in the organization ever promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day of the regular season?
No, Mark. I'd say promises are, as we all know, promises can get pretty crazy. But what we told Andy is that he's our starter, and he knows that. And that's what Justin knows. That's what Nick knows, you know, the rest of our coaches. And we tell these guys, knowing that, there's got to be a start, right? So that's where we're at. And now they go ahead and all three of them are going to be the best quarterback they can be. And then that gets into that plan, that we keep talking about. And it takes a little bit of time. But to answer your first question, there was no promises, but we told him, and I specifically told him, you're our starter, you know, so that's that. And now when you're in Andy's role, when you're in Justin's role, when you're in Nick's role, they know their roles. And now it's their job to be able to be the best quarterback they can be. But I'll just be very clear. That being said, does that mean that these guys aren't competing? Absolutely not. They're competing. Like, they want to be the best. And so, and they wouldn't want each other to not be any different. So, or to be any different. So, you know, that's the answer to that.
And based on that, we played your answer from Chris Collinsworth's podcast today, where you said that Andy Dalton is the starter. So we wanted clarification whether or not that means that Justin Fields cannot win the job.
Whether it's clarification that he can't win it, yes, correct. Andy Dalton is our starter. And when we go through this process, there, like I said today, just calling a play in the huddle, and that gets to the instant gratification part that we all want, right? I understand that. Andy understands that. Justin understands it. Nick understands it. Our coaches understand that we all get excited about Justin Fields. You know, we'd all be lying if we said something different. But that said, we're excited about Andy Dalton too. And we know that if we stick to this plan that we have, that everything's going to be just fine. And that's where like these type of questions or being able to explain as we go, because let's face it, when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, you go through preseason, the only goal that we have is to put the best quarterback out there. And Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin's our number two and Nick's our number three. And we're going to play that out and make sure that they're all competing, you know, and that's as simple as that.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So that was
done, and very friendly too. He's always friendly. He's
super friendly, but I mean, again, getting to the football part of it and not being friends and just like the criticism, like, is that right? That you're going into training camp. You just told the kid he cannot win the job, right? I understood that correctly.
Yes.
He definitively told us that Justin Fields cannot win the job. I get it. Look, I get Justin Fields may not win the job. I get that there's a long way to go. But I always believe that you still should let, like we've said, let him tell you if he's ready or not. And to say before camp even starts, did Seattle say that with Russell Wilson? Things change. And what's the point of saying now to Chicago that Andy Dalton is definitively our starter and Justin Fields cannot win it? What if he wows us?
This is their plan. You heard him reference the plan. I wrote down that's the Chiefs' plan. That's the plan they used in Kansas City. Again, I think that the components are different, but look, this is how they're approaching the season.
Newsy, that was Newsy, right?
Yeah.
Was that not news?
Yes. He can't win the job.
That's the news today.
You get
high marks for the questions that you asked today.
Yeah, there were lots of stuff about Jimmy Graham today, and he was raving about Jimmy Graham. Oh, was he raving?
I was listening to both Waddle talk and the press conference, so I was giving updates as we were going. They're like, how many questions have been asked? I'm like, seven. Somebody hasn't been called on. They're like, what are they talking about now? I don't know. He's rambling about Jimmy Graham. Some dumb blank about Jimmy Graham. I don't know. Did you take anything away from that?
No, they were raving that Jimmy Graham is going to make Cole Kmet a better player.
Something about his touchdown celebrations or the last touchdown against the Saints. I don't know.
I guess Graham told them today, I think he spoke today, saying that he was really on the fence about retiring.
After this year?
No. I think
2 years ago.
This last season
when, what did he run off the field in New Orleans after the touchdown?
Yeah.
And that was basically him riding off into the sunset. And he had really thought about it, and they sort of said, look, we want you back. We think you have a lot to give. And they believe he has a lot to give to Cole Kmet. So there was a lot of that talk. Let's talk about he has really high hopes for the defense. But again, I think the newsiest part, based on what he said on Collinsworth, and we weren't sure exactly, like, did he give himself
what you and I thought?
Did he give himself an out? And by telling me in that very last question in the press conference today that Justin Fields has no chance to win the starting job, I think that's pretty big Chicago Bears news today.
I do too.
Pat myself on the back.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, absolutely. No, it's fantastic. If you're a Bears fan, how does that make you feel?
That shoulder.
You finally get that quarterback for the future, and he's not allowed to win the starting job. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
It's an interesting conversation. It certainly is. That's their plan, and I'm not surprised when I heard what he said to Chris Collinsworth. Sylvie got it confirmed, but that was my thought, is that they're going with their Chiefs plan here with the Bears.
All right, so do you like the plan? Is it fair? Is it the right move to tell Justin Fields that you have no chance to win the starting job going into your rookie training camp? 312-332-3776. We'll replay that audio that I just got from Matt Nagy coming up next.